Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 2, focus on security, hope unshakable. Study H2, ready for the end times.
We look briefly at how secure we are in this eternal plan of God, and that our eternal destiny is really around us being included in something awesome that God set in place from before the foundation of the world. We saw how He is the one who is able to keep us and make us stand for eternity. That's why we're so secure in Christ. We talked about how it's a multifaceted purpose that God has, but we looked at one aspect briefly, which is that we are called to be and become the bride of Christ together. How glorious is that? In this study, we want to move on and look at the subject of the end times and how, because that's all part of God's unfolding purpose, how it's part of our destiny and how we can be ready for the end times because we are in Christ. So let's get going on this. Part of our security in Christ involves where we stand with the outworking of end time events. And the Bible speaks much about a cataclysmic end and the forming of a new heaven and a new earth. And it's really important that we know how we fit into all that. So today we're just going to examine some of the scriptures and draw some conclusions. But from the outset, I want to make it clear this is a really complex subject. There are many varying opinions and doctrines on the details. And in this short study, we will just share one broad position, but we don't even hold to this dogmatically. Moreover, we trust emphatically in the goodness and the kindness of our Father and the completeness of His work for us and in us in Christ. However things work out, we will abide in His love. So the end times is really a series of events that are still future, where the current world as we know it will be brought to an end and a whole new one ushered in. This will be a combination of political and human turmoil and divine supernatural intervention. This will lead to the final and complete consummation of the new creation plan of God. This is all to do with our eternal destiny, and Jesus Himself is the central player in all of this. And it's all triggered by His physical second coming to the earth. I'm going to read from Matthew 24, verses 1 to 4. Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when His disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to Him. And He said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." As He was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" We know from this that the disciples already knew that He would come again and that the age would end. And in His response, Jesus didn't correct that. Instead, He just warned them about false messiahs and listed the signs that would show we are heading towards that time. You can check that out separately in verses 4 to 14 in this chapter, Matthew 24. In Revelation, we see a step-by-step process unfold, being completely controlled from heaven. Earth has no independent say in end-time events. This is the realm of the sovereignty of God, the outworking of His plan. In Revelation chapter 4, we read verse 1, "After these things I looked, and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.'" Revelation 6 verse 1, "Then I saw when the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying as with a voice of thunder, 'Come.'" Jesus is the one with the authority to break the seals of the book of the end. The whole book of Revelation unfolds through the breaking of seven seals, numerous trumpet blasts, and declarations from heaven. And Jesus is the key player. There's a lot about this too in the Gospels, especially Matthew 24 and in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17 and 21, and also in various Old Testament prophets such as Daniel and Ezekiel and others. You know, all of this is really beyond the scope of today's study. That's a massive topic to get into. All we want to establish today is that God is in control, and he has worked out how we fit into everything in his plan. Based on the sufferings and the martyrdom of saints through history, we know there are no absolute guarantees of longevity in this temporal life, right? Things happen. Our security in him is in the spirit, and thereby in eternity, ultimately. But we're not to give in to fear as we approach the end time season. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Here are a few truths that we can glean briefly from Paul's writings and the book of Revelation about the series of end time events, just to paint a general picture. First of all, Jesus rescues us from the wrath to come. That's 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10. Then, before he returns, 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 14 says Jesus will appear with the saints who have already passed on in the sky. Then the third point, those in the new creation who are still alive when this happens will be caught up to join Jesus and the saints in the air. And 1 Thessalonians 4 17 says, and will be forever with him. Now, to allow this to happen, those alive here will instantly receive a new glorified eternal body. 1 Corinthians 15:52 tells us about that. And then we have the whole company of the redeemed assembling together in heaven. And that's very graphically described in Revelation 7, verse 9 to 17. Once that has been established, through the rest of Revelation, we see a time of apocalyptic judgment and wrath being unleashed on the earth from heaven. So Jesus and the saints he chooses, after all of that, end up returning from heaven on horses. Now, we don't know how literal all of this is, whether it's signs, whether it's, you know, types and pictures, but it's very glorious. And then after that, we see this process where Satan is then bound in chains for 1,000 years. Jesus comes to the earth with the saints, and he brings the millennial kingdom to the earth for this 1,000 years. That's Revelation 20 verse 2. And then after that period, Satan is finally cast into hell and the great judgments happen, Revelation 20. And this all leads us to this ultimate climax of a new heaven and a new earth with the new Jerusalem descending from heaven. And all is good. That's Revelation chapters 21 and 22. That's a very quick overview of end times. Jesus spoke about becoming ready for his coming, making it clear that no one knows when this will be, that it will come unexpectedly while everyday life is going on. It's sudden. And this supports the view that his sudden appearing, like a thief in the night, precedes most of the well-documented end time events of Revelation. So, in Matthew 24, verse 36 to 44, is a long passage, I'm not going to read it all, but at the beginning, Jesus speaking, it says, of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. And at the end of the passage, he talks about, for this reason you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you don't think he will. It talks about two men being in the field, one being taken, one being left. Two women grinding at the mill, one being taken, one being left. So these are phenomenal events. There's obviously just one generation that's going to experience these directly. But we need to be ready. And we need to be ready by staying in tune with what the Holy Spirit's saying and what he's showing us. And in closing this today, I hope you're feeling the sense that we're okay in this, like God has got us. You know, eternal security for all in Christ is complete. Whether we enter eternity through resurrection or being those that are caught up into the clouds to join the vast company of the redeemed there. Paul finishes a passage on this in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 to 11. He says this, verse 10, talking about Jesus who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. It's so good that in our eternal destiny, we are ready for all that's coming, even though we don't know the detail of how it's going to unfold.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.